What's going on, guys? This is Michael Barayev with Spitting Fire. And as you guys know, every single Monday we come at you and spit the truth and nothing but the truth. And today I have a special guest that I always love to bring and always love to acknowledge. My man, E-Man Eric. Eric Chris, what's up, man? Say what's up.
What's up, brother?
What's up? So listen, today we're going to talk about episode number 36. It's going to be something that I dearly, passionately love to talk about, which is the subject of obsession, okay? So many people want to succeed in this world, whether it's sports, athletics, whether it's with their children, with their family, whatever it may be, business, and they don't want to be obsessed. And sometimes people look at that word as a negative connotation, right? So many people look at obsession like, oh my God, I don't want to be obsessed. That sounds a little crazy. It sounds like you got to take some medication for that, right? But we all know that in order to be successful, you need to have what, Eric?
Obsession.
You need obsession, baby. So today we're going to give you guys 10 distinct things that you guys need to understand about obsession, okay? What obsession can do for you, what obsession has done for me, so to say, okay? And I can definitely speak for Eric because I've seen him obsessed about certain stuff as well. But listen, when you're obsessed, you're possessed, all right? That's number one, man. When you're obsessed, man, you have a possessive attitude, a possessive mindset. Not in a negative way. Right, Eric? I mean, not in a negative way, in a very positive way where you really want something so bad as you want to breathe. I heard a very successful man say, you want to win? Yeah, awesome. This successful coach, right? He goes to the place like, you really want to win? He's like, yeah, awesome. Meet me on the beach tomorrow at 5 in the morning. So this player got really excited about being early in the morning, getting ready to get the best coaching from the top coaches, right? Check this out, Eric. And he shows up at 5 in the morning. As a matter of fact, he showed up 15 minutes early. 4:45 in the morning, guess what he's doing? He's on the beach. He's on the beach.
Yeah, man.
And guess what? The coach says, how bad do you want to win? And the player says, I want to win bad, bro. I want to win. He's like, awesome. Walk to the beach. So whatever, the guy, you know, he's walking to the beach with regular clothes. He didn't think he was going to go swimming that day. He's in a, you know, button-down shirt, you know? He's in a button-down shirt, whatever the case is, a nice suit and tie almost. It's almost like a suit and tie. He has a button-down shirt, pants, shoes. Looking good. He walks to the, you know, the edge of the, where the waves are ending, and the coach is like, all right, how bad do you want to win? and the player says, I want to win as bad as anything in the world. I really want to win. So the coach is like, all right, awesome. Let's walk into the water. So the player's like, all right, this guy is nuts. He's like, all right, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go into that water. Guess what? He goes into the water, you know, up to his chest almost. And the coach is right beside him and says, how bad do you want to win? He's like, I want to win bad, coach. I want to win. Why are we in the water? He's like, no. How bad do you want to win? He's like, I want to win bad. He's like, awesome. Keep moving forward into the water. So they go to the end of the water, keep going, and the water's up to his chin. He's about to like, the water's about to go all the way up into his mouth. He's about to get drowned. He's about to drown. He's like, yo, coach, I want to win, but what the hell are we doing? The player in his head is thinking, this guy is nuts. I came in to get coaching and I'm sitting here swimming. I don't want to be a lifeguard. I want to win in sports. I want to win. This coach literally takes his hands, puts it on top of this kid's head, and shoves him into the water. And the player is thinking, what the hell is going on? Am I going to die? Like, what's going on? This is what's going on in his head. He's trying to gasp for air. He's trying to scratch and claw. I mean, he's like going crazy. And then all of a sudden, 40 seconds later, 45 seconds later, the coach lets go of his hand because of all the pressure the kid had, because she did not let him push him down and got up. The first thing that it came is what? The first thing that he did was what? Grasp air. And the coach said, when you want to win as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you'll succeed. And that's what obsession is about. Obsession is when you want it as bad as you want to breathe, when you're drowning in the ocean, that's when success really happens for you. Now, I know it's a little exaggerating for some of you, but that's really what it takes to win. So we're going to talk about obsession today. And Eric is going to kind of help me out a little bit, okay? Because he's a very obsessed person. When he wants something done, whoo, he gets it done. Right? You guys watch him on my Instagram story. Sometimes he got some crazy. Listen, he got naked for the New Jersey office that we just launched today. Congratulations to Mr. Eric. We just launched a brand new office in New Jersey.
Yes,
So, Bob, for those of you got friends in Jersey, we are hiring, okay? But number two, what does obsession do? All right? Obsession blocks out distractions. So, Eric, talk to me a little bit about how it blocks out some of the distractions.
Well, I mean, I think it comes from both ways. I think in order to be obsessed, you gotta start blocking out a lot of those distractions that are coming on in life, because everybody knows you're gonna have a million things going on in your life. If you really want to be successful, if you want to win, right? If you want to be an entrepreneur, you have to learn how to block those things out. That's the starting place. But I think from the reverse side of things, if you become obsessed with things, if you become obsessed with something strong enough that you know you're reaching a high level of success, that naturally. You're just going to be able to block out all the other things because you're so focused on your target, you're not going to see all the bullshit that happens to you in the peripheral. And so what that means is you just got to lock in, focus on something that's in front of you, be obsessed with reaching that target, I should say, and all the bullshit that starts like, you know, coming at you, you're not really going to get to see it. So one way I look at it is, I always say if you're kind of looking to climb a small hill and you see a big rock sitting in front of you, that rock is going to look like a huge obstacle. But if you're looking up at the Mount Everest and your goal is to reach the top of that, you're not even going to see the fucking rock. And so you have to set your goals big and be obsessed with that. And that's what will help you to kind of.
So what it also does, it kind of eliminates a lot of bullshit excuses out there, right? Like when you're obsessed, I mean, in my opinion, when I'm obsessed about something, like when you think about the guy that was in the ocean with the coach, he did not think about his bills. He did not think about his mama. He didn't think about his cousin. He didn't think about, oh, he doesn't feel good. The only thing that was on his mind was, I need some air. And when you want it so bad, when you just want the air, when you just want that goal done, you eliminate all the excuses and you become extremely laser focused.
I think when you become obsessed too, you reach a level of focus and understanding and you're doing it for yourself now. So when things happen that block you from reaching your goal, and you're doing it for yourself, it just takes those excuses out because you don't need to tell yourself excuses. You're so obsessed with something that you just find ways to overcome those objections or overcome those challenges or get around those obstacles. And so the obsession is what drives you past them. Whereas if you're not really obsessed, a lot of these obstacles will stop you because there's no big enough reason, there's no obsession to keep you going when things get tough.
Correct. So like for example, my two biggest obsessions in my life right now is to be extremely super wealthy and to impact millions of people. I mean, those are the two things I think about every single morning when I wake up. I mean, I wake up, I think about impacting millions of people. How many people can be benefited today because Michael Barai was awoken today? How many people can smile and say, wow, because I watched Michael's video, because I watched Michael's Instagram, because I actually listened to his podcast, it changed my life. I've had so many people message me, not only thank yous, but I had a few people message me that they didn't kill themselves because of one of my videos. When I got one of those messages, I wish I freaking saved it because I don't have it. It's been so many of them. And those kind of messages impacted my heart. I mean, think about it. Somebody didn't kill themselves because they watched one freaking video about something on Facebook and that motivated them. Can you imagine? But when I started to see that, I'm being serious. When I started to see that, I was like, wow, your words can make a difference. Your presence in this world can make a difference. You can kill somebody or you can put life into someone all because of who you are. And it became an obsession the past couple of years where I really want to take it to the next level by creating this podcast, Spitting Fire, having my Instagram, hiring a full-time videographer, which is what we're doing right now, because I want to blast myself and get the attention that I need to help more people, to inspire more people. And that obsession is what keeps me fueled, right? And that's laser focus on what I want. Remember, the money's going to come from my businesses. But when you impact millions of people, there's no really monetary reward from it, but a heart reward or a emotional reward or a spiritual reward. You can't even quantify that, right? So number five, it's about being persistent till death do its part, right? I know people want to get married these days and they want to figure out about, they always have a back door or a back entrance just in case shit happens. They want a divorce. I don't have those kind of opinions. I don't have those kind of thoughts. To me, it's about being persistent till the day I die. Like if I want something, there is nothing, there is no one that can hold me back from getting that done. Like I already learned one thing. Humans can be eliminated. I know it sounds crazy, but there's not one human that cannot be eliminated. Humans can be eliminated, you know what I'm saying? But my goals will never be eliminated. That's how I think, because I want it now. And you know what? What do you think about that? Because I know I'm a crazy guy. What do you think about that, bro?
listen, bro, at the end of the day, I think there's nothing wrong with losing as long as you lose on your own terms and you lose and you go out with, you know,
a fight. I've lost a lot. I think,
like, for me,
it's... I'd rather die than not hit my goals. I'd rather die in the process of hitting my goals than not hit my goals in my life. Because remember, I can fail as much as I want. It's my turn. It's my game. I failed a lot already, and I'm going to keep failing and keep failing forward and keep progressing and keep getting bigger. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to fail because someone else wanted me to fail. I'm going to fail because I want to fail. And if I fail dying, at least that, you know, just like 50 cents.
I think you just got to
get rich or die trying, baby.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just got to kind of go out fighting, right? And you know, death is obviously an extreme, but
it is.
You know, in terms of businesses, or at least in terms of your day or your target, or if you're a sales guy, in terms
of your
weekly target, you got to go out there and you got to fight. And sometimes it's going to come easy, sometimes it's going to come tough, but you got to be persistent. You got to be obsessed in order to be able to get past those.
I only heard of one person that died in this industry with what we do. Only one person. It happened in Ohio, and he knocked on the wrong door. That's what I'm saying. I didn't see it physically, but I heard about it. It was the only story I heard that somebody actually died. He actually till death do his part for this guy,
yeah,
right?
Wow.
Well, sad for that guy. But anyway, number six, whatever it takes, right? I hear a lot of people say, I'll do whatever it takes, right? But it's not just whatever it takes. It's whatever it takes with ethical and moral boundaries. Ethical and moral integrity. What do you think about that when it comes to the obsession? Do you think people could just do whatever the hell they want, or should there be some ethics and moral, you know, moral compass involved in what you're doing?
Well, first of all, for your own sake, I think there should always be ethical and moral boundaries. But certainly, if you're ever going to get people to follow you, the good people will do things the right way and they don't cut corners. And so, if you're gonna do things for yourself, then you should always be ethical just for your own standards. But if you're gonna lead a team, The only real way to do that is to do things the right way consistently, because, you know, maybe the weaker people will want to cut corners, but the strong people, the best people, will do things the right way. So that's my opinion on that. I think when you become obsessed with something, you want it so badly that you're willing to do whatever it takes. I mean, that kind of goes back to your point again, you know, about the water and stuff. You know, you have to want it so bad that it's like breathing.
I mean, to be honest with you, this is the number seven thing, just the pop-ups in your mind. I call it the pop-ups in your mind. I mean, all throughout my day, all I think about, all I like want to think about is what I'm actually chasing in my life, right? Everyone's chasing something. They're either chasing the negative things in life, or they're chasing the positive things in life. They're either chasing their visions, or they're chasing their boss's visions. Like, at the end of the day, you're going to be thinking about something. And to me, when you become obsessed, you start thinking about that thing more and more and more and more often. And that, you know, that obsession becomes a reality.
I think, you know, just speaking about it, what really happens when you become obsessed is that your wants become needs.
Mm.
And if you think about it like this, like, if you're hungry, and you're just a little bit hungry, you might want to eat. And you might take some actions. You might say, all right, you know, I want to eat. I'm thinking about going to the store. I'm thinking about doing this, that. You might, you know, grab a bite to eat. But once it gets to the point where you haven't eaten for, you know, 12, 16, 24 hours, and you start to really feel like you're starving, that want now becomes a need. And now you need to eat. And if you think about it, in an extreme situation where you've gone a few days without eating, you'll pretty much do anything. I mean, I think there's a story of, you know, there's a story of a few situations where a plane broke down and they end up, you know, eating other passengers on the plane, cannibalism, just because they wanted to stay alive. Now, obviously, I don't think anybody would ever normally in any situation want to eat.
I mean, listen, life, you know, in that situation.
Want to eat a friend or family member or somebody else, you know, just anyone. I'd hate to eat a person. But I think my point is that when you need to eat and it gets down to life or death, you're willing to do whatever it takes to stay alive within ethical and moral boundaries. And I think, you know, if you even listen to that story, I think people had an ethical and moral conundrum where they said, is it ethically or morally okay to do this? And I think the conclusion at that time, you know, under the circumstances, was yes. But my point that I'm trying to make is you have to want something so bad that it becomes a need. And when you need to succeed, or you need to win, or you need to get something done, that's what's going to drive you and motivate you hard enough to be able to do it.
But what about these people that always say, well, Mike, you know, I don't want it to consume my life, and I don't want to be like overwhelmed, balanced, all the bullshit. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's fine, but the guy next to you who's willing to do that is going to be the one who wins.
So a guy like me, so to say, right? I want to kind of, you know, self-edify myself, but I'm just fucking, I'm a crazy. I mean, you're
let me just break this down for a second. Mike is one crazy obsessed guy. You know, I think of it in a good way, because I've worked with a lot of people in this industry and business. You know, I've been in business for about 6 years, maybe not my own personal business, but I've been working under direct sales for about 6 years. I've never quite seen a guy like Mike, someone who's so passionate, so obsessed with hitting their goals, somebody who wants to win so bad that he's willing to literally do whatever it takes. I mean, I see this guy get here early in the morning. He leaves the office at around 11, 12. He's willing to go in the field. This is a guy who's making, you know, a serious amount of money, you know, multi six figures every single year. And he's still willing to, you know, do the groundwork, the hard work. It's crazy though, watching this guy on the phone do all these crazy things, you know, just literally obsessive, asking question, like, after question, after question, after question, sometimes repeating the same question 30 times just to see how it fits into his kind of knowledge base and how he's going to kind of get around.
You like
these
my
things.
Negotiation skills, huh?
Yeah. He's pretty obsessed.
Listen, the only reason why I'm obsessed, because I know that if it doesn't consume me, it ain't gonna get done. Steve Jobs was obsessed. He was obsessed with getting everyone a handheld device called a mobile iPhone in everyone's hands by whatever year. Bill Gates was obsessed by having a computer in every single person's home. And guess what? His obsession became a reality. So I have an obsession. And I want that job to be done. I want to impact millions and millions and millions of people and help create successful entrepreneurs through our business model. And that to me is the most obsessive thing on planet for me, and it's going to get done. Now, will I do it? Yes. Will I die earlier? I don't know. But I'm going to tell you one thing. When I die, and it's going to say 1991 dash whatever year it's going to say, people are going to say that dash represents Michael was a crazy obsessed guy, and either he achieved his goals or he died running after his goals. Those are going to be the two answers you're going to get. Two stories about Michael Barai, because that's what it takes. So a lot of you guys, yes, you have to be obsessed. Now, if you're told not to be obsessed by your friends and your family, you're going to be put down. I'm telling you right now, people are going to tell you, you're crazy, you lost your noodles, why are you doing this? You can get a regular job, you can do this, you can do that. I left a strong six-figure income to build a multi-million dollar business. Now, at that time, nobody really knew that it was going to happen, but I knew in my mind. And that's what you guys got to understand. Being obsessed is the key ingredient to becoming very successful.
Yeah, just to add to that too, I mean, one transition that I've had over the last maybe 2-3 months, I used to be afraid for to kind of put my team or my guys in a position where they became obsessed and about the business and about entrepreneurship. I used to think that if my guys don't have a balance in their life, and if all they ever think about is work, 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 that they would get either depressed or want to quit, or they would feel like it's too much or overwhelmed and start, you know, complaining about, you know, being overworked. And I think there's something, you know, there's obviously something to that, and you have to kind of create some type of balance. But I think what I've learned most over the last 2 months or 3 months is that there's nothing wrong with consuming yourself in something
Absolutely.
You love. And in fact, if you consume yourself enough and you start to see results and you get results and you start to win and you start to feel, you're going to feel good about it. You're going to feel great. You're going to feel amazing. And I think sometimes I kind of, you know, I know that there's times in my life where I just become absolutely obsessed and possessed over something, and I just fall in love with it, and I become totally consumed in what I'm doing. And sometimes I forget that, you know, how good I feel because of it. And so I don't feel as guilty or bad about putting my team or my guys in the position to do the same thing, because I know that if they succeed and if they become obsessed with it just like myself, or consumed with what they're doing, consumed with their work, that's going to be more fulfilling than anything else.
I 100% agree with you. And at the end of the day, it's all about risk. It's about calculated risk, right? I don't want to say risk, because remember, the more knowledge you have about something, the less there's risk, but it's about calculating risk. And when you become obsessed, you don't just throw your chips all over the place. You have calculated risk, knowledge, increased knowledge, and you understand what you need to do to get the job done, right? And that's number 9. And number 10, I'm going to leave you guys with this one. A lot of people are obsessed with ideas, but they're not obsessed with the action. They're not obsessed with the activity. They're not obsessed with losing sometimes. I'm obsessed at failing. I know it sounds weird. I know it sounds crazy. But I go through more failure than anybody I know. And because I want to go through more failure, I create more successes. Because I learn from my failure. I'm not afraid to make mistakes. I'm not afraid to hire the wrong. Listen, I hired 4 admins this year. I made some bad decisions. But now we have one of the best admins we could possibly ask for, because we made some mistakes. We had to go through the learning curve, right? That's just an example. How many of you guys can say you made some mistakes, you learned from those mistakes, and you added value to that mistake with your knowledge and your information and your angles of learning from it, and then boom, You created results on the back end right after you made those mistakes. So being obsessed is not something that I recommend to people that just want to have an average life. If you want to have an extraordinary life, if you want to have an amazing life, you got to be obsessed. You got to be obsessed. And a good book to read, honestly, I read this book about a year ago. It's called Be Obsessed or Be Average by Grant Cardone. I mean, that book literally just spits truth, spits fire at you, telling you exactly what it takes to succeed in the marketplace, whether it's you want to be in a good, you know, business when it comes to the gym, a pharmacy, whether you want to be a health nut, whatever it may be. You got to be obsessed and you got to push for number one. So without stretching this out a little bit too long, Eric, you have anything to add for these fellas that love listening to my podcast?
Be obsessed.
Be obsessed. Be obsessed. Yes, he's eating food right now. It just came off the floor. Just kidding. All right, guys, listen. As you guys know, you guys can find me on Instagram, Michael_Baraev. Okay, you can find me on Facebook. You can find our business Facebook also, and our business Instagram we just launched, Baraev Marketing. It's going to be a lot of cool stuff that we add there. And yes, my friends, as you guys know, every Monday, we're going to spit fire and spit nothing but the truth. So do me a favor, share this with a friend, share this with a family member. Just all we ask is just share it with one person, and I guarantee you it's going to change your life and change yours. And have a good night, guys. And remember, be obsessed.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.